Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys. I'm here. So give me a second. My cell phone was picking up. I don't know why my other phone is not doing it. Ashley, hold on to the phone. Just sit back. I'm trying to get things going on my end. And I'm going to try to do something real quick. It might be a couple seconds. Just hold on, and I'll be right with you guys. I don't know what's up. It's letting me call in with the show the call-in number, so I'm going to try something because I can't use my cell phone too long. So give me 1 second.
Okay, can you guys still hear me? Can you still hear me? Sorry guys. I don't know what's up. When I called in to the number that I had to call in to start the show, it wasn't picking up. I'm going to start the show with some music, and Ashley, I'll be right with you. And Paul, just hold on. Sorry for the little technical difficulties. And stay calm, guys. I'll be right with you guys. So let me... I had a song picked. Welcome to the show. Ashley, Paul, you both are live. Ashley, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Right now, I can't. Normally I would panic, but I just kept myself cool and took care of the problem. I don't know what was the problem, though. I want to talk about it, and I have some stuff to talk about tonight, too. And, when I called into the host number, it just wasn't picking up. But then I went to my cell phone, and I called in, and it picked up. And then I just called in via like you guys do.
Yeah.
And took and it picked up. That this phone works. So I don't know what was going on. Maybe my Vonage was freaking out. You know, and everything. So. Anyways,
wait a minute.
Oh,
hello,
you want to say something?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. And hi, Ashley.
Hi.
Can you hear me downtown?
I can. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Paul. I forgot that I picked you up. No, I'm just joking. Okay, the funny part about it is what I'm about ready to talk about. I don't know if I should talk about now because, Blog Talk just, you know, did this to me. But maybe it might be a good thing because I can Skype if I get this feature too, or when we do this too. So I can call in and Skype. Oh, Skype. I don't know if I want to Skype. And
I don't want to Skype in, I'll tell you that.
Ashley, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Thank you.
Okay. The joke around the reality world is we all know about Skyping lately.
Hold on. I have no
Brendan,
idea what you're talking about.
Brendan and Rachel. Have you not heard about Brendan? You know Brendan and Rachel from Big Brother?
Oh, I know who they are, but I have not heard what happened.
Oh, let me.
Wait, I was not going to talk about it no more on this show, but go ahead. Phil and Ashley.
Hey, quickly, Ashley, about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, he revealed that he had gotten into a little intimate relationship with somebody he met on Skype, and it got to the point where he actually got talked into sending her a picture of his junk. The person photographed it and put it out there, and he went on YouTube and made a tearful apology to Rachel. It even got on that talk show, The Talk, that Julie Chen is doing. And anyway, that is our Skype gate, and every time we talk about getting on Skype, people are saying, okay, yeah, but no naked pictures.
Okay, I get it. Okay.
Somebody asked me, where have you been, under a rock?
I can explain where I've been. So, last week, I was babysitting / house sitting for my neighbors.
No, they were talking about Brendan and Rachel that you didn't get the story. But, yeah, tell us where you've been anyways.
Oh, I was house sitting / babysitting last week, and I was at the little girl that I was watching. She's a cheerleader, so I was at her game. And unfortunately, we didn't even get back to her house till after 10 o'clock. So I wasn't even able to call in due to that. But I haven't been in touch. I've been really busy. I'm leaving tomorrow for LA for the finale, for the Survivor finale. So I've been really busy trying to get everything together for that.
So you're excited about going to LA then, right?
I'm very, very, very excited.
I am excited for you to get out of this horrendous weather, and I don't want to be a downer, but they're saying 90% chance of rain on Sunday, but high of 63.
Ooh, yeah, I could care less about rain as long as it's not snow. Snow and freezing, I'm over that. Definitely over that.
No, I understand. Yeah. We've been getting like frozen. Last night we had frozen ice. No, we had frozen ice.
We got you beat.
Well, I was from
Chicago. The Metrodome collapsed because of all the snow we've had.
Hey, Ron, he saw the video. Another panel broke again today, so it's even worse than it was. Now they're afraid.
They're going to have to get them a new stadium.
They said it will cost, $12 million to replace the roof if they replace the whole thing.
Wow.
Okay. Now I got some good news and I got bad news. Do you want the good news first or do you want the bad news first?
No, let's do bad first and then we'll get into the good.
Okay. So the good news or the bad? Wait, you said the bad news first?
Bad news first.
Okay. The bad news is that, and it really is not too bad in my opinion. And after talking to some people, and I'm only going to touch base a little bit about it, is that if we're going to keep the show going like it has been going, I'm going to have to start paying like $30 a month. It's like $299 a year. They're taking away the free shows where you can do it like I have, and they're kind of going to make it more into I think they're kind of making us go premiere because there's so many people that do crappy shows. So if you put money into it, you're going to do better shows. It might help out in the long run too. The thing is like 30 minutes. If we do the free shows, it's only going to be 30 minutes long. And we can do once a day like always. But with us going, plus there's lots of little features. You guys can go to this thing. Maybe Paul can get the link where you can see what will happen. So what I'm asking is, think about it. I have to get it done by December 31st, just 1 month to start with. What I was thinking is, like, if everyone would like to donate 1 month and kind of, like, do it don't pay it in advance, we can kind of, like, maybe go from there. I'll probably talk more about it Sunday after I think about it a little bit more. The thing is, like, I was thinking, like, one per month, and we can keep the show like it is. Probably we'll get a little better too. In the long run, we'll have a little better show then because we can screen calls. And I'm trying, Paul, am I giving all the facts that we talked about? I mean, am I getting all the facts in?
Yeah, you basically do, but having talked with you, I understand a little bit more. But it used to be apparently that Blog Talk did not restrict the, you know, the free users. Now they're saying people that are choosing the free function only can do a 30-minute show and all these other restrictions in order to avoid that. They are kind of forcing Ron's hand and anybody else, you know, for that matter, to subscribe on a monthly fee to have unlimited time. So,
and somebody mentioned go somewhere else. I really don't think they will find a better site that's free. We'll get better stuff in the long run. We probably will have less ads, maybe. We'll probably get more listeners because they're going to help us probably advertise better. There's lots of little features that I've read up on. So just think about it. And if you want to help, like I said, it's $30 a month, or we can do it for $299 for a year. So, you know, or if we can even get a sponsorship, I'm hoping to get a sponsorship and everything.
This month is brought to you by.
Yeah. So, and that's something else I mentioned is, like, this month could be brought to you by Paul, and Paul could dedicate it to his parents, you know, so that whole month. Ashley, does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes complete sense to me.
All right, that's
okay.
Bad news?
That's the bad news. The good news is Monday we're going to have American Idol live with us. Nikki from American Idol will be joining in the show for your guys' Christmas. She's coming out with a Christmas album, and we'll be promoting it. And Panther, give Panther a big clap.
Oh, thanks, Panther.
Panther, actually, me and Panther had worked on getting her before, and
she's from last, right?
They finally came back to her, and now Panther has, you know, confirmed it with me tonight that we're going to have American Idol Nikki. And that'd be awesome.
Haven't talked.
No, we don't want to do that. And Fritz, we don't want to do that kind of stuff because that would just blow, you know, that would be so out of, you know, no. It's better. I'll have to pay I'll be honest with you, I'll pay before I do something like that.
Like what?
I'm out of my own pocket if I have to.
Like what?
Fritz is saying that you, like, I do a show, then you do a show for half an hour.
Oh.
Yeah, no,
so,
that we'll have to switch.
The Monday Idol show, I was just curious whether Ashley, I haven't asked her this, I don't think, before. Do you watch American Idol?
I do not, no.
Okay, I was just clearing that up. Now, Ron, is this Nikki from last season?
No, Nikki from, it's Nikki, she was on Celebrity Rehab. Nikki, Panther, where are you? I wonder if this is Panther. Actually, I always get Panther's phone numbers and Ben's phone numbers messed up, and they don't push the one. Anyways, no, it's I'll put the, if Panther's listening to me, if she can put it in the chat room, which Nikki is. It's Nikki. I forget her last name right now. I just know her as Nikki. So, let's move on. Let's talk American Idol. Panther was in the chat room.
She
must have had a go. Let me see if this is Panther or if this is Ben. I'm going to pick him up. Panther, is that you?
No, it's not
Ben.
Panther.
It's Ben. Ben, I'm going to hang up on you now or put you back on mute then.
Okay.
That was
nice. I know who Ben is. Ben wasn't wanting to talk, so he was pushing one. But they have the same area codes. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I didn't hang
up on
him.
I know what you mean.
So, Ashley.
Yes, here I am. Here I am.
Yeah, I know. I should have told you to wait 10 minutes to call in.
Yeah, whatever. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
I know
kidding.
You are.
So what's
night,
going on?
Where do we want to start with Survivor?
Is there anything you want to talk about from the last episode that you didn't get a chance to? Otherwise, let's get going here. It was pretty good.
We can just get going because last night's episode was fantastic. So let's just get going.
Okay, let's start with last night's and the award challenge, and let's talk about. Okay, so did Chase kill himself, or do you think Chase still has a chance?
No, I think Chase is screwed, and I'm pissed because I have him at work for our Survivor pool, and I don't think he has any chance of winning anymore. I did before, and now I'm completely 100% not think like I'm completely 100% convinced that he has no chance for what he did, what he has been doing the last couple weeks, not just last night. I mean, he screwed over Sash that one week. Sash was pissed. He just is so bad, like up and down with his decisions that he's been making. Yeah, he just
how important is it him doing that means that people just will never trust his word, right?
Right, because he told Fabio that he would, you know, bring him on with the families, and he didn't. He did the exact same thing, and he brought Holly two weeks in a row. So, I mean, that just shows his loyalty right there is to Holly, and that's kind of about it. I mean, he did it for Sash because he owed Sash, and now Holly, so... You know.
Yeah, and I think Holly, for Holly, she didn't need to go on that trip. I'm sorry.
No, I don't think she did either.
And Fabio, he knew Fabio was, you know, not close to, you know, able to see his mother every time, you know, and for them to, you know, and you, I think a war challenge just has to be, You have to think not game all the time with war challenges. You got to have some kind of heart with the war challenges, too.
Right.
I think, and that's where he, you know, he showed his real true color.
I think
everything.
So. I agree with you 100% on that.
I had to do this before I forget. I got to give a shout. Let's give a shout out to Cherry Garcia, because Cherry Garcia is in the chat room, and. She yelled at me because I didn't give her a shout-out on Tuesday with Lane. So maybe you can help me out and give her a shout-out. Say hey to her.
Hey, Cherry. Are you – ask her – well, is she coming to L.A. this weekend? Is she going to be there? Maybe she can respond. I'm not in the chat room, but maybe she can respond.
No, she's not going to L.A. She lives in St. Louis and everything, so –
well, I live in Minnesota. I mean, I don't know where I'm going.
I don't think she's going to come out.
Good point. Point.
You win. Ashley's all guns tonight.
It'd be like Christmas is tomorrow, thinking about getting out of this screwy weather and going to L.A. So I'm excited for you, Ash.
Absolutely.
Oh, she said she wishes she would go to L.A.
Yeah, I wish she was too.
But I wish she was too. So, if you guys want to call in and talk to us about Survivor, call in 347-237-5506. Okay, so Fabio, so we would have took Fabio probably over Holly. Okay, so
but I'm rooting for Holly.
Who's gonna win? Yeah, see,
I want
Holly to win.
Yes. But if I had to choose, so this is hard. This is really difficult for me because I'm rooting for Holly. I truly want Holly to win. I think she's played the game really well. She's, you know, she's in all aspects. She's played the social game really well, and she's also played the mental game very well, and I'm really rooting for her. So I'm like, I would really like her to win. Realistically, if Fabio does not win the if he doesn't win immunity next episode, he's going to be voted out. Or next challenge, he'll be voted out. And same with Dan. So I think final three will be Holly, Sash, and Chase. And then Holly will take it all and win. Woo!
Okay, so here's where...
Okay, say again your final three, Holly...
Chase and Sash.
Okay.
So here's where I throw a question for you.
Okay.
What kind of move was Dan thinking by voting Jane out and not doing the Alliance of Three?
So I think his thinking behind that, and, you know, the only thing that I actually got from it is he knows he's on the chopping block. He's very well aware of that. So he can go back to camp and be like, I voted with you guys. Yes, we could have taken over and we could have had power, because Jane more than likely would have won that challenge. That she would have. She's a great, you know, fire maker. So I think he's thinking that in the long run it's going to benefit him by him voting with them. Does that make sense?
It does, but I still think that it would have been a better move for those three to have teamed up.
Oh, no, I agree with you. I think it would have been a really good move for them to do that. However, I'm just saying that's what I think was going through his head.
Okay, true.
Okay, yes. So what Jeff Probst did last night, was that the most was that the first time you ever seen him pretty much say,
No.
I
know exactly what you're gonna say, and no, I've seen him say stuff before, but they don't show it, obviously.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, he pretty much said, you know, why don't you guys build an alliance? I mean,
he was forming
an alliance.
Basically said, if I was you, you three should form an alliance. And I think
right.
That's the first time I saw something like that on an episode.
Well, on an episode, I agree with you. Because I think he's just, I mean, obviously, like, that's crazy. They're sitting there telling their strategy, exposing everything at Tribal Council. Like, that's huge. And I think Jeff, he's really good at, I mean, he's amazing at what he does. And
yes.
He can point out weaknesses, and he can point out those things that sometimes we're not even aware of. Like, on my season, Jeff continuously talked about, you know, Russell, you think you're in control of this game in this, and realistically he was, but none of us saw it because we're all playing the game.
Right.
You know? So
is there a limit he can talk about? I mean, is there a limit that he can talk about in your book?
What do you mean?
Let me to make it fair for everyone.
Right.
Is there a place where he cannot go? Like, let's say he knows all the behind the scenes stuff. So can he pretty much bring up anything there, or is there a place where he can't go? I mean, what can't he do to bring up?
I don't know.
He does, and I totally get what you're saying, Ron, because these guys can have a, you know, one-on-one conversation in confidence and keep it from people, and they come to Tribal Council, and he basically blows their cover and tells them, you know, things, and it kind of seems, in a way, a little bit unfair to, you know, I don't
right.
know.
No, I see what you're saying as well. I don't know if there's any limits. Like, I don't know what his guidelines and rules are
at
all.
I'm going to have to call Jeff and get him on the show. No, I'm just joking.
I'll call Jeff.
Yeah. Give him a call. You know, that's something else on the new, just to bring up the, if we go premiere, I can make outgoing calls.
Oh,
like,
that's cool.
Like tonight, I would be able to call like Ashley and say, hey, Ashley, why ain't you, calling in? You know, I could prank her or something like that.
You're coming after me!
So that's just a thing, you know.
Okay,
So we could call Jeff, like, if we wanted to right now and say, hey, Jeff, you know, why ain't you doing this? Why did you? So that was something I wanted to bring up. That was kind of funny. Okay, we have a caller. Let's bring up the caller and see what they have to say about the show, and let's see if they have a question, because I know we still got lots more to talk about. There's lots of stuff that happened last night, and even the week before, I still want to bring up some stuff. 636, this is Cherry Garcia, I have a feeling.
Hi, Ron. Yes, it's Cherry. And I didn't yell at you.
What?
And I didn't yell at you.
Okay,
and
she didn't yell.
Thank you for my shout-out.
Hi, Cherry.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
How are you?
Fantastic.
That's great. I'm glad to hear it. I have heard that some of the tribal councils go on for sometimes hours because Jeff is so good at, like, pulling out things. He will dig and dig and dig until he gets what he wants as far as answers.
Right.
And is that true? I mean, have you sat through some of those? And
oh. They last for hours. Every single one of them lasts for hours. It's crazy.
I've heard that, yeah. Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask. I've heard that he is, like, phenomenal at asking those questions and getting all that information that he wants, and that's why some of those tribal councils that we see on air are so good, because he will sit there and ask question after question until he gets people to break and give up some of the information that he's digging for.
Yep.
And so I just wondered if you could kind of confirm maybe that he does that. And
yeah. So another thing about tribal is it's really interesting because some tribal, I mean, most of the time you don't see every person talk. But when you're there, every single person talks. He asks every single person at least one question, if not more. So, I mean, and then they obviously just pick out the highlights of tribal and kind of go, and they also know then who got voted out, so then they're going to sit there and, you know, edit it how they want it to look, too.
Right.
Right.
So. Yeah,
I know,
it's really interesting.
The first question that he asked Dan, you know, Dan was like, he started to say something, and Dan was like, oh, never mind. And Jeff was like, no, not never mind, because, you know, I'm going to dig.
Right.
And,
yes. Absolutely. He's fantastic. I mean, he is fantastic at what he does. He's incredible.
I've heard that he knows how to get what he wants out of people. And last night when he decided that he wanted to get them to divulge their alliance, he pretty much was able to do that in front of
mm-hmm.
everyone, and
yeah.
it worked.
Yeah.
You know, I have to say this about Jeff Probst, though. Jeff probably is probably the best, and probably some Big Brother fans will maybe, you know, disagree with me, and Amazing Race fans will probably disagree with me. And certain people would disagree with me with their favorite, you know,
yeah.
host. But Jeff is probably the best at what he does.
Oh, I don't agree with you at all. I think he's amazing.
I agree.
No,
too,
I said
Ron.
He was. Oh, you agree? Oh,
yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay. I mean, I think Jeff, and honestly, you know, people say, you know, if Jeff would quit, you know, Survivor, the show would die, and everything. I so agree. I mean, Jeff Probst is Survivor, and if Jeff ever quits, there's no replacement. Where and I bring this up, actually, I know you don't watch American Idol, but you probably know who I'm talking about. You know,
oh,
lots of people are saying, I mean, lots of people are saying Simon gone, so American Idol is going to be worse this
right.
year because he's gone. My point is, I think you can replace Simon, but you can't replace Jeff Probst. I mean, no one can
right.
replace him. And I don't think no one can replace Jilly Chen either. I mean, Jilly Chen is Big Brother.
Exactly.
And Phil is Amazing Race.
Right.
So,
Now, I do have a question about Tribal, Ashley. I have to believe with all the questions that he asks, no matter what kind of strategy you came to Tribal with, you've got to go back afterwards and everything that he's planted or said has to affect your strategy and whether you switch things around or who you trust more. Is that true?
Honestly, it did to me. I would, you know, I'd hear things during tribal and I'd be like, okay, you know, there'd be certain things that would come up and I'm going, oh my God, I didn't see this. So
mm-hmm.
then I'd have to go back and try to, you know, play a little bit differently or, you know, think about who we should vote out next. That's, you know, different from our original plan. And, I mean, there's definitely, I mean, there's huge disadvantages to going to tribal council because it's so draining. Like, you cannot imagine how draining it is mentally and emotionally, and you're normally sleeping at that time because you go to bed when the sun goes down, so you're really tired.
And you're saying, let's vote already.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. But, I changed some strategy after certain tribal councils, and it's definitely interesting how it affects you.
How difficult is it having the jury members sitting across from you staring at you, too? That's got to be hard, having them sitting there.
I didn't make it that far.
I know.
Oh, that's right.
I was going to say.
So that was, but I can only imagine.
Yeah.
But you know what? And this is something I don't think you and me, we've on the show, we haven't talked about this. And I want to hear your, or did we talk about it? I can't remember if you called in. I know you missed this week, too, and I want to hear your opinion. You know, we haven't really talked about, right, Nanaka and we talked about this a little bit. But, you know, with them, you know, they have to be in the jury, the two that quit. I mean, they have to be in the jury because, you know, how could you replace them with somebody else? You know what I mean?
They've missed
so many tribal councils. That'd be like you. When you know, you were right at the cutoff, right?
Yeah.
You know, pretty much. You know, so you would have gone back in there, but you would have missed three tribal councils. So how could you have voted? Because that was the that's the whole thing about and that's a lot of people. I think I hear lots of people say, you know, they shouldn't get they shouldn't be able to be part of the jury. But,
right.
You know, they have to. And my next question is, you do get, do they get jury money?
Yes.
Now, will Naka get jury money?
I don't know.
Because she quit? You don't know the question, answer?
I don't know that answer, if they get paid or not, if they quit. I don't know.
Okay. We'll have to wait.
I would assume they do because they took off 2 months of their life. So I would assume, regardless if you quit or not, that you get paid. But I could be completely wrong. I don't know.
Okay, I'll have to wait. And we're going to have to, that's going to be one of the questions we'll have to ask. Nay.
That's going to be,
maybe you can ask Nay and you can text me the answer when you see her in L.A.
I could, yeah.
I'm actually, we're going to, me and Louie's going to do a show at 11 o'clock Eastern time. Right after the finale, to talk about it. So we're gonna try to get some, you know, talk going on that too. The jury, I mean, what do you think the jury's thinking now after last night's tribal council? What do you think? I mean, you saw lots of you know, talk amongst themselves. What are you thinking? They're thinking about.
So my thoughts are that Jane is going to go to Ponderosa with everyone, and she can be very influential. Like, the people that come into Ponderosa, you all compare notes, you all talk, so I can just see her going in, and if she's going to sit there and bash on Holly, then maybe Holly doesn't have a chance of winning because, you know, it's crazy, like, just what your mind's going through when you get voted out and you do feel backstabbed and you feel betrayed by everyone and whatnot. So I don't know what they're thinking. I think that there's no way that Chase can win. I think that there's no, I mean, I don't know. It's hard.
Ash,
it may make it. Go ahead.
Okay. Just knowing from talking to Big Brother people that make it to the jury house, they are basically told they're not allowed to discuss amongst themselves, you know, how they're leaning towards a vote and that type of thing.
Right. Yeah.
Do you know whether the jury members that go to Ponderosa are free to campaign and try to influence the other jury members on their votes?
I don't know. I can find out this weekend, but I don't know. Yeah, I will. I don't know.
we got another caller, and I want to bring them up in a second. But the one thing I did want to bring up before I forget was, you know, in the game of Survivor, I mean, the jury is the big thing and everything. And I always thought they couldn't talk amongst themselves. But the past few weeks, they've been talking amongst themselves a lot, too. And
well, why, they sit at Tribal?
Yeah, I mean, I thought they were supposed to be, you know, quiet.
I'm sure they're getting in trouble.
Yeah.
The next point I wanted to bring up was, I think Jane makes me think of a little Sue Hawk in
wow.
her. You know, I loved when she threw the water on the fire. I loved how she called out Holly. And what was she talking about stealing? Did I miss something?
I forgot. I was going to bring that up too, Ron, but in one of the earliest episodes, somebody stole Dan's shoes?
And
no.
Put them in the water? Yeah, so she filled them with sand and put them in the ocean.
And then it came out that they were, like, super expensive shoes.
$1,400, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah,
that was Holly. When she was losing her mind in the beginning, like the first 5 days, she took his shoes, filled them with sand, and put them in the ocean.
That was right before she was wanting to go home. She was about ready to
I like what you said when she was losing her mind, because
yeah.
I thought the same thing. I thought, what the hell benefit of is that, you know?
Right. She's trying to pull a Russell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone was. I mean, there was. I'm so tired of clones and trying to be like certain people on certain shows. If I don't pick this person up, I think I will get yelled at. So I better get picking her up.
I can go.
Darn, too, you'd get yelled at.
Lisa.
Hi, baby.
What do you have
to
say?
I want
to
go back to a couple of things. Hi, Paul. Hi, Cherry. Hi.
Hey,
how's
Lisa?
Everybody?
Good.
Good.
Good to
talk
to you.
Okay, well, I'm sorry?
Good to talk to you.
Oh, good to talk to you, too. You sound so much better today. I want to go back to the whole jury thing. I don't see why there's such a big hubbub about, you know, if Nayaka and I'm terrible at names, the other
Kelly.
Twitter, if they don't get to, if, I'm sorry?
Kelly.
Oh, if they don't get to vote, there's still an odd number, there's still going to be an odd number of people on the jury. Whether there be 7 or 5, there's still a clear winner that can be pulled out of that.
I agree.
What do you think,
Ashley? I really am hoping that they get all the way to the end, and they're at the last finale show, and they're told, I'm sorry, but we kept you on because that's part of being, you know, voted out after a certain point, but you don't get a vote.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Ashley?
See, I understand why everyone is, you know, talking about it and whatnot, but they did play the game with everyone. So I understand why they get a vote, because they were there with them for 28 days. Yes, they quit, but they saw how everyone was playing the game. I mean, you're with these people 24 hours a day. So, I mean, they were with them for almost a month solid. So that's, I mean, I think that says something, but I don't know.
Yeah, Elvis last week said something when Jillian was on, and Elvis was in the chat room. He said that as a production value, you know, he understood why they would want to keep the two. But as a person that is, you know, as a personal level, he would want them not to be in there. I mean, production-wise.
Right.
And Lisa, and this is the thing, Lisa, in my opinion, and again, this is my opinion, I would rather have 7 votes than 5 votes, because you're kind of, you know,
there's going to
be
9.
Somebody
so
that doesn't
what,
appreciate the game deciding on who wins?
Yeah, but I see. Are you still thinking 3 people, Ashley? Are you a 3-person, Ashley?
Yeah.
Or do you think it's going to be 2 people?
Well, if it's 20, if they had 20 people, it's going to be final 3.
Yep.
See, I can't see a final 3 with 5 votes.
No. They're. Right now, there's going to be 9 jury members and a final 3.
Yeah.
Okay, so it would have been
seven
and three.
I wish they'd go back to finals two. I like the finals two better.
Say that again, Lisa. We had crossovers.
From what Paul's saying, it would have originally been 9 jury votes, but if they just don't let them vote and they're keeping them just to keep them quiet, you know what I mean? Because, to be honest with you, I already know who wins. I've known the boot list, since before the show started airing, and I didn't learn about it from anybody that I know from Survivor. You know, it's common knowledge on Internet if you want to go find it.
I don't either.
Which most
I
people
don't. Either.
But at any rate, if they get rid of the 2 at the end, then there will be 7 votes as opposed to 9, the original, what they had thought they were doing production-wise. I get the production side as well. And it is. It's wonderful TV, and waiting to see what they're going to ask at the end. And, you know, I mean, but I can also see a very spiteful Jeff Probst and the whole company being, oh, yeah. And then right at the end, well, I'm glad you're here, but you don't get a vote. You don't get paid.
Yeah.
You don't get a vote.
Lisa.
So you didn't read that in a spoiler, right? You're.
I don't even want to know the answer.
No.
No, this is your opinion, right?
Yes,
okay.
I'm also the one that last week said that I bet that Jeff is talking when he said they get it executed. They were talking about the chickens.
Yeah. Hey.
Okay.
Before
so
we talk
this
about
is just
that
me talking.
Part,
I will not spoil. I've been playing this game for too many years. I would never do that.
Thanks, Lisa.
I know you
would. I just, as a fan, I want there to be consequences for what those two did. And it seems like leaving them on the jury is kind of giving them somewhat of a reward, and I feel as a fan they should suffer some kind of consequence for their actions.
What do you think,
I
Ashley?
Absolutely agree. And you know what? You guys know me. You know that I've participated in quite a few of these events, you know, the after reality events. And my honest opinion is I'm sitting here thinking, I really hope that nobody remembers them. I don't want them to be popular. I don't want them to be part of this. People work way too hard to get onto these shows, and they about die to stay on them.
Yeah. Right.
What do you think, Ashley, about that one statement, too?
If I were healthy enough to go on Survivor, I would have been on Survivor already.
Do you feel like it's a reward to be in jury? I mean,
regardless of if you're there or not, you stay after. Like, I stayed. I was just not at Ponderosa. I was still in the general area, but I was not at Ponderosa. So you have to stay. If they send them home, it's more chance that there's going to be spoilers. There's always spoilers, which suck a lot. So it's just more of a chance of them spoiling. You know?
Okay, I had to. We brought up the chicken. What did you think about the funeral Jane did with the chicken, Ashley?
That was really touching. I'm such an animal lover that I'd probably do around the same thing.
Aww. I'm an animal lover too, so I have to agree with you there.
Yeah.
Oh, listen. Speaking of Jane, that was the other thing I wanted to touch on. I wanted Ashley's opinion on this. On Facebook over the last day, I've been seeing people, you know, fans and actual past survivors, really speaking out about how they used to like Jane and now all of a sudden they don't, and then they don't want her around. They don't want they could go their entire life and not talk to them and talk to her.
Right.
And, calling her basically a titty baby. And I'm not really understanding that. Is she being a titty baby or is she just, expressing her feelings and disappointment and, trying to make as much damage before she goes into the jury as possible?
I think that as being a player of the game, you need to separate yourself from the personal aspect when you get voted out, because if I would have sat there and been like, oh my God, and just bitter to everyone that voted me out, I mean, it's a game. People are going to lie. That's the whole game. It's out, play out, laugh, outwit. What do you, people aren't going to lie to you the whole game, then that's not a game.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that her response was why people are upset, because it's like, come on, it's a game. You knew you were going to get lied to. I'm not. I don't know why you thought you weren't going to get lied to.
I get that. I think I probably would have sabotaged quite a bit of things if I knew I was leaving. I would have given everybody's secrets away. I had done the whole nine yards to try
right.
to get the person that was the least rude, you know, the least pissy to me to win, you know?
Right.
But
right.
I don't know. I
have
a big
that.
Thing about. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I understand that point, too, yes.
I think when you're that close, the emotions
are
running really high. And
yeah, I have a really big thing about you know, justifying someone's feelings. You know, even if I think it's ridiculous, they have every right to feel that way, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she absolutely, I mean, she was so close, and she thought that her and Chase had, you know, this really tight relationship, and then I think she, saw that it wasn't as tight as she thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I completely understand why she was upset. You know, I really do. But I think that's just what everyone is thinking is the whole.
Yeah.
What I said
you know,
before.
last week I was making a comment how this season I don't see us getting the motion vote. That I don't
right.
see the motion vote coming out. But after last night's show, I'm starting to wonder if we will get a motion vote. Because, I mean, you know, Fabio's going to probably not vote for Chase because he stubbed him, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Jane's not going to vote for Holly because she feels like she got double-crossed by her. And those one of, you know, if Dan or Fabio gets there, she's going to probably vote for them no matter who of the other three are there. You also have... You have some other people on the jury that has been now scorned by certain people, you know, and I just see more of an emotional vote now, where last week I was thinking, oh, they're going to vote based on game. That's why somebody mentioned last week Dan didn't have a chance to win. I think he does now.
I think he does now.
I think he's got a little
the
more
airtime,
too.
What did you just say?
If Fabio makes it to the final three and Jane gets to Ponderosa and talks her heart out about Holly and Chase, I think Fabio actually has a much better chance than he did before yesterday.
I think Fabio
the game.
And Dan have the best chance of winning.
Yeah.
Out of everybody, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It just takes one immunity.
But as far as emotional, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Paul.
No, I was wondering how Sash comes into the whole possible winner scenario.
Yeah, I think he burned bridges. That's where I'm kind of getting at. I think the emotions are there against him.
Yeah,
I think he's burned a lot of people. And
yeah, true.
I don't know that he would have the votes.
I agree.
As far as emotional votes go, only in Big Brother have I ever seen a vote or two go to where somebody was actually looking at how somebody played the game. And that would be, you know, you relate that with Dr. Will in season two. But in Survivor, I don't think that I've met or talked to or read about or anything one person on Survivor that's voted, you know, unemotionally. It's always been about what was done to them. You know, he was nice to them, you know, rationalizing, you know, trying to rationalize, you know, why somebody would do something like that. And I really haven't seen anybody ever say, oh, you know, I know that, you know, they got me kicked out and everything, but, you know, they played the game a lot better than I did. Well, yeah, duh, because you're in the jury, but that vote still goes against them. Ashley, how would you play it if you were to get on the jury?
If I would have been on the jury, sadly, it probably would have been an emotional vote. Because there's so much emotion that goes into the game, and you're out there, and you develop these friendships with these people, and you go through this experience with these people that no one can understand unless you've gone through it with, like, on the island, in Samoa, or in Nicaragua. Like, these people you have this bond with. So... I mean, you have to look at both aspects, but if I would have voted for Natalie, Russell, or Mick, I would have voted for Natalie hands down, without a doubt. And I'm a huge fan of the show, but I would have never in a million years voted for Russell because of the things that that I had heard he had said about me that didn't need to be said. Like,
right.
Yes, you're playing a game, but you don't need to sit there
absolutely.
And bash me. You know what I mean? Like, it was that type of thing. So it's so complicated. It really
yes.
is.
Yes.
But is it the emotional
I'm sure
vote?
It's complicated.
But isn't an emotional – oh, sorry, Lisa. I was just going to say, isn't an emotional vote kind of like a social part of the game, I mean, in a sense?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was going to say, Lisa, I think there's been some winners that wasn't based on emotion. I'm trying to think of one or two. Like Ethan maybe. I don't, the older ones seem like emotion wasn't there that much.
But,
emotion's
I mean,
hard
obviously
to think.
You're going to be upset you got voted out. You're playing a game for $1 million. Like,
exactly.
And you're
and
so...
you almost died doing it.
Yes, yes. And you're so... When you leave the game, I mean, you have no contact with your family. You don't get to talk to them when you leave the game. All you have is these people around you. And you have to try to sit and figure out exactly what happened. It's like decompressing from something that is so bizarre, but also, like, the most amazing experience. So just mentally, when you get home from that or when you get voted out, you're not in your same mental state that you were at when you left to go play the
Ashley,
game.
Oh,
I'm sure
not.
I have to interrupt and ask this question because I've wondered it about the Big Brother people as well when they come out. What kind of counseling or debriefing or whatever does Survivor provide you after that mind game that you just went through?
There's a psychologist that we talk to the day after you get voted out, and from that point on you can contact her at any moment that you feel you need to talk to her or for us it was a her, so we could call her if we wanted to, and when we get home, like actually home in the States, because that's really weird, because you feel like I felt like I woke up from a coma because I was gone for 2 months, and I literally felt like I had woken up from a coma. I had no idea what was going on with my friends. All these things changed. All these things happened around me. Michael Jackson died while I was gone. Like,
oh, wow.
The most bizarre things happen, and then all of a sudden are home, and everything is still going on, and everyone's lives are still going on, and you have to try to put yourself back into that. And it's just weird.
Wow.
You're weird about food. You're weird about sleeping. You're weird about brushing your teeth because you were deprived of these things, but you're the weirdest about food. So you can contact her at any time, and she also calls you. So I can't, honestly, like, I can't imagine going the whole 39 days and how much more mentally and emotionally that it would have affected me, because it affected me, and I was only in the game for 15 days.
Right.
You know what I mean? So,
oh, I'm sure one day is enough.
Right. Right.
Hmm.
Yeah, very interesting.
I had written something down last week that I'm wondering how everybody feels. When they have the reward challenge, I am so over Jeff saying, is it worth playing for? I'm over that. It's always worth playing for, right, Ash?
Oh, my God, absolutely.
Like, they're going to say no.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
I'm
mad,
I haven't eaten 7 days. I don't feel like winning this reward.
Right.
I am mad.
How many?
How many days are there between
the reward challenges normally?
It depends, but 2, 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was mad.
It really
I was mad that they haven't done this award challenge this year, and this is my favorite award challenge, and
I know.
Do
they get money?
Yes, I mean, they haven't done that yet, and I wonder if they will get it next week because there was more people this year, and it's still, I mean, we still have a good group of people there. Why didn't they do that this year? I'm pissed off.
But,
that's my favorite.
Ron, another thing to point out that this is the first time in 2 seasons that they brought the family in, though. They didn't do it for my season, and they didn't do it for Heroes versus. Or did they? Yo, they did do it for Heroes versus Villains, right? Yep. But they didn't do it for our season.
They didn't?
Nope.
I thought they did.
Nope.
There should always be a money challenge to pass around a little bit. My goodness, so many people leave and they only get their stipend.
Right. I love the auction challenge, though. That's my favorite challenge.
Yes, I agree.
Especially
you
when
should
you
always
get
a family one, that, you know, too, where the family gets to come over. At least, you
did
know,
they,
for
the
family
like
makes the money.
Did they not show, like, you a clip or something? I thought they did, because I kind of remember seeing Russell's wife, it seemed like.
That's because she came for Heroes versus Villains.
Yep.
Huh. No, I thought I saw her before then.
No, I know for a fact that we didn't get family visits.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What a shame.
They ever say why?
I also hate the gross food challenge. It's terrible to watch. I just sit here gagging, but I sit there and I try to remember, okay, it may be gross, but it's lots of protein for them. It's lots of protein.
They didn't do that this year either.
No, they didn't.
None of the fun challenges were
done. Yeah, Ashley thought that was really fun, right?
Yeah, it was a blast.
Like, they didn't do the, they haven't done the shake challenge. I always like the shake challenge when you throw a little of this and a little of that and then you have
I'm
to drink
gag.
It.
Shut up.
I think you like it until you actually participate in it. Let me just say
I
that.
I will never have to, so I like it.
Exactly.
But you know the one thing I had to say, and you know, the family challenge, you know, do you get to see your family? Like, do they bring your family in because you were somewhere else? I mean,
no.
Do they? I mean, so when you get kicked off, you don't get no rewards.
Mm-mm, you don't get anything.
Can you call your parents?
Nope.
Can you call you?
Nope. They threaten you that if they find out that you've used the internet or anything like that you won't get your stipend at the end. So there's zero contact. The first time I talked to my mom was when I landed back in L.A. and they gave me back my cell phone. And that's the first time I had talked to my mom in 2 months.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, crazy. Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
well,
an experience.
Ashley,
yeah.
I know I said we're going to keep an hour because you're about ready to take off to L.A., right?
I am. I go to L.A. tomorrow, so.
And,
you're lucky.
I wanted to tell you thank you for the past season of Survivor.
About the last week.
It's okay. I mean, we understood, and I understood, and everything, and but I wanted to tell you thank you, and I'm hoping when the new Survivor starts up, maybe we can get you back on, you know, Thursday nights, even if it's a shorter time, and we can, you know, just have you call in and do a little, you know, quick little, you know, like
Perfect
Ashley's
cat.
Corner,
yeah,
or something.
We're
you know,
here.
We'll talk.
Ashley, we're here for you to vent whenever you say, I want to talk about this. Just, you know, where to come.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Call in and rip somebody a new one. I love that.
But it sounds like, if you wanted to call in, maybe next week I was going to do a Christmas party on Thursday. So if you wanted to call in and talk about, you know, your finale, you know, the finale stuff, if you have time,
yeah.
A couple minutes, you know, maybe you can tell me, you know, just an EM, you know, and I'll keep up with, you know, make sure I, you know, watch out and everything.
Hey, Ashley, do you have any sense of how many past survivors are going to show up for the finale? Have you heard through the grapevine?
I haven't heard through the grapevine.
Are you going to Mertz party too? Is that what you're, are you going to go to the Mertz reality exception?
Yeah, what parties are going to go to? That's more fun than the finale.
Right. So there's a couple different options. I've got a bunch of Facebook invites about different parties that are going on. So there's going to be one that's thrown by Earl and Benry on Saturday night, I think, or Sunday night. It's the big one. I think it's Sunday night.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, so I'm going to go to that one. And then on Saturday night, there's going to be one going on. I don't know who's throwing that one, but it's like Voyager or something. And then I don't know what's going on tomorrow night, but we'll all be at the same hotel, so I'm sure that we'll
I'll connect
and go from there.
Mertz is doing his reality reception, I think, reunion. I thought it was this weekend, too, one of those nights.
Okay.
You know, like,
yeah, I'll probably do that, too.
You know who Merch is, right?
I hope you have a safe and happy trip and enjoy all of the fun out there.
Thank
We're
you.
Covered in ice here in St. Louis, so I'll be thinking about you.
Oh, yes, I understand.
Hey, well, Ashley, I don't know if you've ever mentioned this, but are you going to do Jillian's reality rally in April or
yes,
no?
Yes, I am. Yep,
oh,
I'm planning on it. Yes.
Yeah, and guys, if you're an Ashley fan and you're listening in, you need to get a calendar. You can go to the redrealityshow.com. Ashley, you're on the cover. Plus, you didn't get February, you get March. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's okay.
I had to do Valentine's, you know, Jeff and Jordan.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
But,
then Rachel and Brendan.
Send me their photo. Or I would have.
I think I think that I could find you a photo.
I don't want that photo. That's going to come out next year when I do the men's centerfold calendar, yeah.
Perfect. You probably sell more calendars.
Mr. No Pants is in it, though, so we don't know if he has pants on or not. But I'm going to let Ashley go because I got a couple more things I want to talk about real quick. But
okay.
I know, like I said, she needs to go. So thank you, Ashley. Like I said, thank
You're
you
welcome.
For being next week if you get a chance. I appreciate it. I had fun. And and everyone, make sure you tweet her and Facebook her and tell her thank you. If you're listening to the podcast, too, and tell her that we want her back. Show her some love. Ashley Trainer.
Absolutely. Have fun, Ashley. Have a safe trip.
Thank you. I will.
See ya.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye, Ashley.
Bye.
Okay. I'm going to let her go because I knew she had to go and get ready and everything, so I didn't want to keep her longer than the hour. But I do want to bring a couple things real quick, and you guys can stay on the phone line with me. One was Nikki, how do you say her last name? McKibben.
McKibben.
Say it again, Paul.
McKibben.
McKibben will be the American Idol that will be joining us next Monday. I actually need to text Michelle. She hasn't heard it yet, I don't think.
And she, if you didn't see in the chat room, she was in the first
season of
American Idol.
Yes, I knew that too. And when I was doing it, I was still frustrated from the beginning of the show. But yeah, season one, Nikki. Maybe we'll have some surprises that season that night. But that's my Christmas present to you. We haven't had American Idol, so we actually will. This will be our first. I think we've had people that maybe have been like supposedly on the show, but we've never really had a American Idol call in. So I'm looking forward to this. But the reason she's calling in is because she has a new Christmas record out. Plus, we can also maybe touch base about Celebrity Rehab. She was on Celebrity Rehab. So it's going to be an interesting thing. I got to talk to Panther, give Panther the credit. Because, like I said, we had her. We went after her when she was on Celebrity Rehab and never got done. So now we get it done. And it's going to be great.
Way to go, Panther.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited. I wanted to bring you a gift for Christmas, and I think this is a cool gift. Somebody new, somebody we haven't had. Tuesday nights, I think, is a gift now, too, with Lane. Me and Lane. If you didn't listen to the last Tuesday show, you got to listen to it. It's hell of a laughter. Next week, Lane will do shout-outs to Cherry Garcia, because if he doesn't, I'm going to get killed. But anyways, I do want to tell you this, too. If you missed last night's show that I spot in on, I don't know how to say it. I don't want to say I wasn't a guest.
I
was
the show.
Invited to stay on it. The VRO. I called in.
Oh, this
and
is on Blog Talk, then?
Yeah, it's a Blog Talk show.
Okay.
I called in and was with Enzo and Lane pretty much all night long. And it was a fun 2-hour show.
Wow.
If And it was fun because I kept on cracking the jokes. You guys, if you my sense humor, and we actually, the last 30 minutes, if you're a Game Talk fan, oh my gosh, I don't like talking game, Big Brother, after the season's over with. You know, you guys, I've said this a lot. I mean,
right.
I will talk it, but after the season's over with, and, you know, now when I bring a guest on, if it's a first-time guest, I might, you know, bring some questions up. But if I've talked to him before, I hate talking game. Well, last night I talked game, but it was so much fun with Lane and Enzo. It was more like reminiscing about the game. And one thing we wanted to do was next year we wish they would give them firework crackers to blow up like the flamingos. We thought that would be interesting. So we talked about certain things. And so
I'm sorry that visual just came to my mind and cracked me up.
ideal. What, Lisa?
Oh, I'm just checking to see if I'm still on. I had to put the phone down for a minute.
Yeah, you're still on. I was just talking about my guest appearance last night on the VRO.
Oh, you mean when you took over the VRO show?
Oh, wait, I didn't take over it.
Yes, it was awesome. I was proud of you.
But I didn't take over it. I just actually, she told me to call in, and I did, and she asked me to stay, and I thank Amy. I'm excited about listening to them more and be part of it and a little bit more. But mm-hmm. I was telling about Game Talk. I'm not a Game Talk person after the season, and I had fun last
right,
night
I'm
talking
not,
game.
Yeah, it was funny.
So,
Well, when you get Lane and Enzo together, anyways, they bounce off of each other constantly.
Right. And, you know, I think me up there as the third one, you know, I kind of, like, I always threw my, like, my two cents in, and they bounced off of me pretty good, I thought. You know, like,
yeah, it was funny.
Like, I'll give you guys one of the things that was the funniest of the night was we were talking about okra, and somebody was asking,
mm-hmm.
what does okra look like? And they
you
were
don't
trying
trust
to
anybody
describe
that doesn't know what okra is.
Well, Enzo didn't know what okra was.
No, don't trust him then.
What? So
I said
it looked
anybody
like
that doesn't
Brendan,
know what okra is.
But I made a joke. I said it looked like Brendan's penis.
Oh, well.
So
you obviously looked at it a lot better than I did.
I was just, you know, making a joke. So, anyways, it was a fun show. Listen to it. Give her some love. What was I going to say? There's some more stuff. And like I said, next Thursday will be a Christmas party. Everyone's going to be available next Thursday. If you don't think you're going to be available, you know, maybe we should do it Wednesday. We'll just keep it on Thursday. So Thursday will be a Christmas party. We might not have a guest. Ashley sounded like maybe she would call in if she's free, you know, to talk about the finale.
Speaking of your Christmas show, I guess it's, you know, time got away with all of us, so we never got to do the whole ornament exchange. How about if we try to figure out something for, let's say, maybe New Year's?
We can figure out something.
You know, because time got away and nobody ever organized an ornament exchange.
Yeah, no. This season was so fast and everything. So maybe we can do something like in the new year. Maybe we can do something else. You know, like for the new year. You know, like another little. You know, like maybe Christmas in June or July, and we can maybe
or
do something
about,
fun.
Yeah. What are you thinking
yeah,
of?
So, me at least, you will have to talk about that. That's something. It's a good idea, actually, and everything. I knew this year was going to be hard for us to do it because, like I said, I'm kind of preoccupied with many little projects in my wings now.
Right. Like
so,
I said, time just got away with all of us.
Yeah.
And
now, did you hear, I mean, you did hear about Blog Talk now and me having to go prime what is it called
yeah,
Paul
sucks.
What it No, I actually, you know, Lisa, and this is why I let Ashley go, because I didn't want to, I didn't talk about it in the beginning that much, but I wanted to kind of clarify. There is some many little quirks that are going to help the show run better. One thing will be the switchboard. I will be able to take calls and, like, let's say screen them. So, like, I can pick, we can pick you up and say, hey, you know, what do you want to talk about, Lisa? So
you'll definitely have to have a co-host doing that, though.
Yeah, and that's where I'm going to be kind of I already got some people in mind to do that. And I could also do it when, like, I have Michelle and Lane and those guys there, too. You know what I mean? So, I mean, but I do have I will probably gain a third person to the show, and we are kind of already do that. And what it is they can type in like who, what the question wants to be too. So or little notes, it sounds like. Plus, there's so many other things. Here, Aunt, let me do this real quick. Let me go through some of the stuff that we will be getting when we do this, because I'm gonna have to do it. There's no way I can do five shows for 30 minutes, you know, or, you know, four shows for 30
minutes. No, I know that. I don't want you to think they put these short deadlines on because they want you to make a rash decision and go ahead and go for it. Remember, it's a business. There's got to be another option out there. Even if you went to stick them, you don't have to go on camera. You know that, right?
Yeah, it's the phone line that will with Stick'Em, you can't get a phone line coming in, and that's why, like, you know, Nikki even does her show with, you know Stick'Em, the visual, but the phone line, you know, you had to use the Blog Talk to do the visual. I mean, the phone line.
Right. All I'm saying is that Blog Talk can't be the only radio
right.
type. You know, show website out.
But when I went to after Now Live got disbanded. And I did go to, you know, look for other sites. At the time when I looked for them a year and a half ago, it was the only one that was available that have the phone lines. I think the thing is, I think I even said this, money-wise, I think this is some better stuff too, and this is where I think it's going to, in the long run, I would get like 5,000 imprints impression per month, so there'll be like I think it'll be more visual that people will know about me more, where now it's none, so my name will
be
out there more.
Would you be making any money? That's
yeah,
what you have
I
to
think
about.
So I think that's what I'm telling you. I think I will be making more, like right now I make, you know, so much per, you know, for the ad shipmanship. So I think I maybe will increase the money wise. You know what I mean? There.
And then eventually be able to cover your own costs.
Right. And that's why this first year I'm thinking, let us try to, you know, get one person per month to help out. And we can, like, people, you know, and I actually was going to do this anyways. I wanted to start doing, like, a birthday wishes. And if somebody would like to donate, and like I was telling Paul today, and this is, I'm just talking, this is more for the diehard listeners to the show, guys. If I can get the diehard listeners to the show to give me $5, I could cover this plus a couple other things that we need to make the show better. And, but that means all of us have to do it. Like 100 of you guys would have to do it. And like I said, there's about 100 of you guys that listen to the show regularly, even if it's on the podcast. And I'm not. I don't want you guys to donate today. You know, I don't want you. I want you guys to think about it too. And like, even if you guys just want to pick a month and tell me a month, you know.
Well, I mean, you still have a week to think about how you can set this into approach.
Yeah.
You know, you have to get this right. But your show's about to end. You want to end it on a good note, I bet.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it on a good note. Define diehard listener. Sue, you're a diehard listener. Okay, on a good note, Lisa, let's go ahead. Let's switch it up. On a good note, you know who's following me on Twitter now?
Who?
Quick. You guys ready for this? You want to hear who's following me on Twitter?
No. Quick.
I guess 10 minutes.
I got to go.
Oh. You got to go to the bathroom?
Well, I was going to say that, yes, and I want to get back on my computer, too. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. We're almost done. But
okay.
Evil Dick.
Wow.
Yeah, Evil Dick's following me on Twitter.
Well, maybe I
Twitter.
Should follow him now. I never have.
Did you hear me, Lisa?
No, who?
Evil Dick.
Oh, God, how funny.
If you're listening, Evil Dick, thank you, first of all. But second of all, I'm going to have to really start thinking about what I type on Twitter.
No, you don't. He doesn't.
That's
no,
true.
I know, but my point is that he will knock me to death if I, you know, do something stupid, you know.
That's
so,
right.
We'll join the crowd then.
So, I'm just joking, but he really is following me. I went to
yeah,
that's
cool.
So, let's all wish Paul a nice bathroom break, bathroom time, and you know what? Let's in honor of Paul going to. To the bathroom, let's play a clip in the show on we wanted to end the show on a high note. Let's play this clip real quick.
Too, Paul.
This is one of my favorite clips of all time, and that's something else we need to do.
Hurry!
Go to the bathroom.
Paul's got to go pee-pee. Paul's got to go pee-pee. Here, look, I'm going to turn on the water lights.
Stop.
I can't find my clip. See, that's something else that will happen. I might be able to
all right.
No, I was going to play Casey's in The Hamburger Helper.
Oh.
That's what I'm looking for. But he needs to go stir The Hamburger Helper, right?
I do.
Where the fuck is that clip? Okay, guys. Someone needs to sign into this account and really organize.
You need an organizer. You need an organizer, bad, Ron.
No,
Ron,
I got
you need a secretary.
You'll never find anything.
Good night,
no,
Lisa.
I mean, I started.
Good night, Cherry.
I started it.
Good night, Paul. Thanks, guys.
Right now,
it was fun. It really was.
It was fun, and
yeah,
I'm still trying
fun.
To find the clip.
I know it by heart.
So, anyways.
Bye, Ron.
Okay, then, if you can't find the clip, me and Cherry are gonna sing Jingle Bells. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Way.
Oh, what fun it is to
ride
with a one-horse open sleigh.
Y'all don't want me to sing.
Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin lays an egg. Batmobile lost its wheel. And Commissioner broke his leg.
Bye.
Fritz is glad. Paul, I'm waiting for you to hang up. Fritz is glad.
He's like tripled your callers now, your viewers.
So, yeah, that's something else that they will give me is I can take more calls, but I know I really am confused on that too. Is I always get more than five calls, and they're telling me I only get five calls. So, oh yeah, Jen is my new secretary. I forgot. Yesterday, everything she was typing out, everything I was being asked by Nikki, she typed out faster than me.
Jen, shout out frog.
Yeah, Jen the shout out frog. Yo, Jen. What's up? This is
hey,
you know, Lane. Hey, Jen.
He would make an awesome secretary for you, Ron.
Hey, Jen.
Yeah.
This is Lane. Yo, what's up, girl?
What are you doing?
Yeah, why don't you call in? Why don't you call in? I'm laughing because I almost sounded like him a little bit, I think.
Lane was begging her to call in, and she still didn't call in.
So, good night, everyone. I'm going to
go. Good night, guys.
I'm going to go take my cat and kill it.
Oh,
and,
that's
no,
not a
really.
High note.
I'm joking. I'm joking, guys. I will not kill my cat.
You
can't
cut it first.
Yeah, I'm going to stuff it. That, you know when she dies, I think I'm going to get it stuffed.
You're really gross, Ron.
Wait, would that be bad?
it's not illegal, but it's gross.
Yeah, but I want my cat with me forever. Maybe. I wonder if I can stuff my mom.
Oh, right.
I'm joking.
Okay.
I'm joking, guys.
I'm out of here. Good night, people.
Nice,
I love
you
all. I'm joking. I wish I could edit that last comment, though. Talk to you all on Sunday.
Okay.
Remember, oh, wait, 11 o'clock Sunday, not 11 o'clock Eastern time. So talk to you all, and the delay is starting to pick up on the chat room.
Hey, good night, Ron.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.